Okay.
Here we are.
Okay, I just got a note from Charlotte Iserbeet, and let me read this to you. I want to try and keep up on top of things. Things are happening so fast. Unfortunately, we do not have time to vet every single story. We run 100, 120 a day. We can't vet every word, every statement. It's not even worth mentioning. But here's, let me just read this. This is from Karen Bracken, sent to Charlotte. FDA vaccine approval clarification. She writes, Karen writes, I watched Dr. Malone on Steve Bannon today, and he clarified what actually took place at the FDA on August the 23rd, which was yesterday. He said the Pfizer vaccine was not given full approval. The Pfizer vaccine is still operating under EUA. Pfizer is still under the liability shield of emergency use authorization. In other words, they're still being financially protected. He said that the BioNTech vaccine was what they actually approved for people 16 years and older with restrictions. That vaccine is called Comirnaty, C-O-M-I-N-A-R-T-Y, Comirnaty. This vaccine has not even been made available yet. But they approved it? The BioNTech vaccine will not have the liability protection as the EUA Pfizer vaccine does. Dr. Malone said that the Pfizer vaccine is still under EUA, and those saying differently are not reading the documents carefully. This is very confusing and strange, but Dr. Malone said he feels what happened at the FDA was to give cover for states to mandate the vaccine, but that the Pfizer vax is still under the same EUA. And then there's a blog link there. So there's a different analysis of what happened yesterday at the FDA. So I put that out there for your consideration. It would make sense that they would shield Pfizer so they wouldn't be liable in any way. So there you go. All right. Okay, David Oates is here. Yeah, we are exploring amazing territory.
Okay, we're going to look at some of Biden talking about Afghanistan. And like I said, I did have a whole bunch of verses on reincarnation to play in the first hour, but we'll do them next show. Quite fascinating information. So.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say next life, but that's okay.
Next life, no. No, I've got too much to do in this life without worrying about my next life.
And that's the truth, yeah.
Okay. Here's one I played last week. I'm going to repeat it again. This is on Biden talking about Afghanistan.
Make sure Al-Qaeda could not use Afghanistan as a base from which to attack us again. We did that. We severely degraded Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. We never gave up the hunt for Osama bin Laden, and we got him.
And he says, and they planned the dark. Talking about Al-Qaeda planning another attack with the Taliban now charge of Afghanistan, Al-Qaeda and ISIS will rise, and we're going to see more terrorist attacks.
What do you think he said exactly?
They planned the dark, and they planned the dark, and they planned the dark. Here we go.
Hunt for Osama bin Laden, and we got him.
You hear that or not?
Yeah, it almost sounds like, and they planned it out. But it is, there's a K on the end of it, bothering me. Yeah. But it's almost, and they planned it out, but I think that's the same general meaning.
It's the same general meaning, yeah. And here we got him from his speech this week. Here we go.
Let me back it, put it another way. When you had the government of Afghanistan, the leader of that government getting in a plane and taking off and going to another country.
Simply says, there we know. I don't know what that means, but here we go. There we know. Probably knew the leader was going to fly away anyway.
Of course he would.
Yeah. All right, now look, this reversal, Jeff says he hears it three or four different ways. So I'm going to play it anyway because I think it's an important reversal. But if you hear it differently, I apologize in advance. So here we go.
When you saw the significant collapse of the Afghan troops we had trained, up to 300,000 of them, just leaving their equipment and taking off, that was, you know, I'm not, this is, that, that's what happened.
This is an interview with George Stephanopoulos, and I'm hearing, am I useless, not warned? It's a bit mushy, unfortunately. It's not as clear as I was wanting it to be. Let's play it.
I don't think the end of it is the end of it's different. I don't know what it is.
Look,
what does
Jeff
he say?
Right.
He says in the beginning, am I useless? Is that what
yes.
he says?
I'm hearing that quite clearly. Am I useless?
I think you could just leave it there.
Yeah, okay.
What happened? Am I useless?
Oh, yeah, there we go. Am I useless? Do it again.
Am I useless? Am I useless?
Yeah, am I useless? Yeah, well, he's pretty much useless. This is
he's
gotta
totally
be the
useless.
Biggest,
yeah.
This is going to be the biggest diplomatic blunder, not diplomatic, I don't know what the right word is, but the worst policy decision ever made in America. America's been totally embarrassed on the international soil.
Well, it's a geopolitical military catastrophe is what it is.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, Australian press are ripping Biden to pieces. Anyway, Australian press is still fairly open, you know, even though the country's in a bad state, Australian press is still reporting the truth. And, I mean, they're reporting the fact that we get an equal number of infections, whether they're vaxxed or unvaxxed. They're reporting mm-hmm. the fact that vaxxed people have died of the alleged Delta variant. Channel 7 in Australia published a report out of England the report showed that even though you're vaxxed, you can still transmit the disease. So, so that was an interesting report. So, you know, Australian media is still fairly open.
Interesting. Fairly open on reporting the horrors that are being perpetrated on the people, but they are reporting
right.
it.
They are reporting.
Are the truckers still planning to
yes,
blockade the country?
Yes, there was a big thing on the news this morning about that. Yeah, they're planning blockading the whole country out of protest for lockdowns and everything. That's supposed to happen this week, I believe. So, and there's been massive protests in Sydney and Melbourne, which were violently crushed by police using rubber bullets and capsicum spray and just violent scenes in the streets of Sydney. They had about 4,000 people turn up for anti-lockdown protests. And they've since imposed a curfew now as well in Sydney. So 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew. It's getting bad here. It really is. All right, here's another reversal on Biden.
That's simply what happened. So the question was, in the beginning, the threshold question was, do we commit to leave within the time frame was set? We extended it to September 1st.
The battle will miss it.
The battle will miss it.
Don't know why what battle he's going to miss. The battle will miss that. That's strange, isn't it?
Don't know.
All right, next one.
People, we got 1,000 somewhere, 1,200 out yesterday, a couple thousand a day, and it's increasing. We're going to get those people out.
He says, well, blank, dare to say it.
Put my hair to say it.
Will blank, dare to say it. I'll do it again.
Put my hair to say it.
The Will Blake is quick, but dare to say it is certainly nice and clear there. Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess you could say, well, if that's a congruent reversal, he does intend to get everyone out. Whether he succeeds or not is another question. Here we have our next one.
And I want to provide the American people with a brief update and this, on the situation in Afghanistan. Since I spoke to you on Monday, we've made significant progress.
This damned you in on my corpse.
This damned you in on nice books.
This damned you in on nice books. This damned you in on nice books.
Quite clear. In other words, this decision messed everything up. Okay, and I might as well be dead. They carted me out on the stage. He's
right.
Look, I'm useless. I'm practically dead, and this decision we took was very disastrous and damned everything.
I think so it's very, very quick, but I think he might have said, even on my corpse.
Oh, okay.
Very quick.
You stand be in on nice books. You stand be in on nice books.
Well, I hate in on my corpse.
It's damned
clearly.
Something even on my corpse. It's damned, and there's another sentence.
Okay.
You stand be in on nice books. You stand be in on nice books.
I don't know. I hear that one quite clearly the way I had it. This damn you in on my corpse seems quite clear to me.
It works.
Anyway.
Either way, fine. He is, I don't understand how they honestly animate the guy every day. He must sleep in a casket every night, and they get him up and they disconnect the IV drip and they shoot him up with methamphetamines or something. Or it's the nanotech. I still can't believe this is the same drooling, staring off into nowhere moron that we saw a few months ago. And now he's acting verbally coherent, and it's incredible.
Yeah.
Big Pharma to the rescue. Something.
Yeah. Okay, then we've got this one here.
This is one of the largest, most difficult airlifts in history, and the only country in the world capable of projecting this much power on the far side of the world with this degree of precision is the United States of America.
When you snuck your lie in it.
When you snuck your lie in it.
When you snuck your lie in it. When you snuck your lie in it.
Snuck it in, sneak it in, you know, snuck. You heard that term, snuck? Is that an Aussie term?
Snuck, yeah, snuck, that works. Yeah.
Yeah. When you snuck your lie in it, you know, he's not telling us the truth. And then we've got this one here.
Among the many Americans we evacuated, there were 169 Americans who got over the wall into the airport using military assets. We're also facilitating flights for our allies and our partners.
Our stealth led us to Lucifer Sorrow.
Our stealth led us to Lucifer Sorrow.
Our stealth led us to Lucifer Sorrow. Our stealth led us to Lucifer Sorrow.
Lead us.
It is lead us. So that's our stealth led us to Lucifer Sorrow.
Our stealth led us to Lucifer Sorrow.
Yep.
Our stealth lead us to Lucifer Sorrow.
Yeah, well, our stealth lead us to Lucifer Sorrow. Well, I don't know what they're doing stealthily, but whatever action he is taking is creating great angst and sadness, and it's leading us to disaster, is what he's saying. Reverse speech will always reveal the truth, like it or not. Now, I've got quite a few other Afghanistan reversals that Jeff hasn't commented on. Well, that's strange. I didn't send them to him. All right, well, I've got a few others for this speech. So these haven't been checked, so we'll have to in advance apologize if they're not there.
And because they are, by the way, make everybody understand that the ISIS in Afghanistan have been the sworn enemy of the Taliban.
I'll be lost a demon.
I'll be lost in the demon.
Yeah, I'll be lost. I won't know what to do. This is a demon. This is a horrible situation. I'm completely lost.
I think it's the demon.
Oh, I'll be lost the demon. Okay.
I'll be lost the demon.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be lost the demon.
Yep.
I'll be lost the demon.
I'll be lost, yeah, I'll comma, be lost. The demon.
The demon. That's right. The demon is a war, and if, well, not war, whatever you call it, the situation in Afghanistan.
Sure.
That is causing great angst and chaos. He called it Lucifer Sorrow, and then the next reversal, he calls it a demon. So, he's completely lost. He's just in over his head. He has no idea what to do. So, gee, I've got a whole bunch of reversals that Jeff hasn't checked. Huh, I must have not sent them to him. Okay. Here's the next one.
Why did we have to move because no Americans are being attacked? Why did we withdraw those? Why did we agree to withdraw 2,500 troops? No Americans are being attacked.
And he says, I feel lost. God, you need to help.
Well, if you don't start doing it, you're good enough.
I feel lost is certainly there. God, you need to help is unclear. But then you have the I feel lost. Incidentally, for those who might be new to the program, when I say Jeff hasn't checked it, Jeff, I'm not talking about Jeff Rantz, I'm talking about Jeff Toth, my right-hand man, who checks all my reversals before they go publicly. Okay, so Biden's blaming everyone. He's blaming Trump. He's blaming, who else was he blaming? Oh, I can't remember. Anyway.
As I said before, the reason they weren't being attacked was part of an agreement that Trump had made a year earlier. We will leave by May 1st, he said, as long as there's no attack on Americans in that year period.
Now here he's blaming Hillary. Hillary damned it.
Hillary damned it.
So I wonder what he means by that. Did Hillary Clinton maybe say there wasn't a good decision to go in? I mean, what did Hillary Clinton have to do with this? It's,
she's obviously pulling strings like Obama is somewhere, somehow.
Yeah, so has involved. To be pulling strings. Has to be. And then we've got the next one. Here we go.
If we decided 5 years ago, if we continued the war for another decade and tried to leave, there's no way in which you'd be able to leave Afghanistan without there being some of what you're seeing now.
Made the deal, oh baby. Make the deal. Oh, I know what this is. This is a deal he's made with the Taliban. Make the deal, oh baby.
Some of what you're seeing now. Make the deal, oh baby.
He's made some deal with the Taliban. What that deal is, I don't know. Okay.
Well, the deal may be they're not going to get everybody out by the 31st, and Taliban will say, in the interest of international human relations, we're going to extend this for another 4 days, which means Biden contacted them and said, we're going to send you $50 billion. We need this time, so we can't look bad, so you can look good. Here's some money, whatever.
Yeah.
That could be it.
And then the last reversal I got on Biden is this one.
So what I was saying is that we have an agreement that they will let pass through the checkpoints that they, the Taliban, control.
I'll be lost, the dead.
I'll be lost, the dead.
I'll be lost, the dead. I'll be lost, the dead.
So that's three times we've heard him say, I'll be lost. Three times. And the dead, well, people are not getting through the checkpoints. They are getting killed and beaten. And so, and he is completely lost. He's totally out of his depth. He has no idea what he's doing. He's going to create even more disaster, more chaos, and more death. The guy's a joke. I just don't know how else to describe the man. So he should resign. It's the only honorable thing to do after this
honor?
Disaster.
How can you say honor in the same paragraph with Biden?
Right. I think someone said that on my Facebook page, too. Oh. Actually, when I said he should resign. Yeah, it's a huge embarrassment for America. It's just a huge bungle. And the Australian press are just really tearing Biden to pieces over here.
They should be tearing themselves to pieces, their own government.
Well, that's true. But no, they're not doing that. They're all in the government line. They are. Australian press are certainly pushing the government agenda. So, although they are questioning it, like I said. Okay, so I started. Trump gave a speech in Alabama a couple of days ago. I've just started reversing it. We'll look at it when we get back.
Very good. Trump still pushing the vaccine for the globalists. That's not going over well with all of his fans, nor should it. Back in a minute with David Oates. Fascinating world of reverse speech. Always fun, enjoyable. I hope you're sitting back and just opening your mind to this. It is just amazing. After all these years, David is still at it, just doing wonderful work for all of us who care. Go ahead.
Yep, still at it. 38 years now, Jeff. Long time.
And you're only 39. That's the part that bothers me.
Yeah, right. I wish.
How are you? How are you feeling right now? Any better? You all right?
Oh, no, not really.
I know you're. I can tell you sound fine, but I can tell. I know you. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm struggling. I'm looking forward to the end of the show. I'm going to go to bed and sleep it off.
All right. Listen, if you have any issues, any acute issues, I'm just telling you this. Pick up the phone.
Okay.
Just call me.
I think I'll be all right.
I'm serious. If you wake up in the middle of the night and you got anything going on and you're concerned, call.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. I think I'll be okay by tomorrow. I got a pretty strong constitution.
You do. All right.
All right. Here we go. I'm not 39, by the way, folks. I'm 65. Here we have Trump.
And you're going to continue fighting your civil war. I can't do that. They've been fighting it for hundreds of years. That's what they do, is they fight. And they're good fighters. But I had a good relationship other than that one statement. I said, after I said that, I said, now let's get down to business. And we had a conditions-based agreement.
I think talking about the Taliban, I fixed the line is reversal.
All right, next in line.
Only thing I can think of is he put a line in the sand and, this is my agreement. This is what I want you to
good,
do.
That's a good analysis. Who knows with that guy? He's got several faces. I don't know.
He's a multifaceted character. I can do his whole speech. Well, not today, but maybe tomorrow. I only got 10 minutes in. I've only got two more reversals. So here's the next one.
And they didn't meet the first two conditions, and we hit them hard, and then they met them, and then they had a couple of other conditions that they were ready to meet, and then we had a rigged election, and we had a new president.
I shared the good surf with him. Good surf, surf is a metaphor for the flow and movement of life. I shared the good surf. I told him good things would happen. You know, I told him we had a good chat. We sat down. He talked about the Taliban and the agreement he made with them to leave by May.
Yeah.
You know, we had a good chat. And then the last reversal, this is before I went to my family thing last night, and I had planned on doing more of the tape when I got home, but was unable to. So here's the last one.
Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, he did a great job, and he's going around spreading the word, and General Kellogg and others, they've been great. But they understood this would never, could never happen, could never happen.
And look, the vandals sit.
They certainly do. The vandals are sitting pretty.
Yeah, they're sitting very pretty.
Sitting right in power.
Yep.
And what a shameful. This is all, the whole thing is just, just despicable.
It's just unbelievable. Unbelievable. I didn't have much hope for Biden when he went in office, but I never saw him making this much of a mess up.
I don't understand. And I don't understand why Trump still refers to him as the president. He is illegitimate. He is unelected. He is a criminal. This was the biggest electoral outrage that I've ever heard of in recorded history. And he is standing by it and not challenging it. He should be verbally saying, this man is not your president. He is a fraud. That's what any normal person would say.
Yeah,
but the whole idea of accepting what happened here, this criminality, this incredible geopolitical fraud, to me just doesn't work. Why is he doing it? He should be mouthing the truth, but he's not. Now, if you want to do your, we can start on the reincarnation, and then people won't remember. Well, then when we get back to it, do it again.
Well, they're the ones I pulled up. Why don't I start with? Actually, I won't start with the one I was going to start with. I'll start with Bashar.
Remember, tell our listeners what we came up with. Now, Bashar is pretty well known. I've talked to him on the phone once many years ago. A friend of mine was very big on Bashar, and others are. So tell our listeners what happened last time and where we were.
Well, this is a Well, Bashar is a channeled entity. We played some reversals on him last time. He's allegedly an ET, and he sends regular transmissions to his agent. I don't think of his name now. Something Unk. Can't think of the name now. And this is one transmission he did on reincarnation. Okay? So let's see what the verses tell us, shall we? Okay.
Very good.
So here's the first one.
Then you can begin to operate in a more immediate, more present way, living in the moment, knowing that you can make whatever connections you need to make, knowing that you are making whatever connections you need to make, plugging and unplugging in a dynamic way.
Talk about tapping into past lives, and he says, damn within using the scanner.
Damn within using the scanner.
And that would imply that as you are scanning around looking for past lives, you are doing harm to yourself. Damn within. That's what that would imply. Okay?
What we're hearing is the spokesman channeling the words of an ET.
Correct. And here he is again.
You have heard many people say, oh, I used to be Cleopatra. I used to be Julius Caesar in one of my incarnations. That's the perspective of the distortion caused by the space-time lens. But if you understand the simultaneity of everything as represented by the upper portion of the graphic, you can realize, of course, any being can connect to any other being.
And there's your Prozac. In other words, I'm just giving you the pill. This is what you want to hear. So here it is. There's your Prozac. Okay. Sorry to the Bashar followers out here.
I cannot hear the AC on Prozac.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. No. Let's play it again. Okay, let's play it again.
You can realize, of course, any being can connect to any other being.
Yeah, okay.
Prozac or something.
I agree. The C's not there. Yeah, I agree with that. Huh. Okay. All right. All right. Then we've got... I'll just play one more. Jeff doesn't like the other one, so here's another.
If you change your belief system frequency, then you may also change your permission slip to one that is more representative or reflective of the new frequency that you're operating on.
And as if I roam Satan now. Don't know what it means by as if I roam Satan now, but there you go. There it is.
So where are we with Bashar at this point? Is he really channeling something, or is he just another showman?
I think he's just another showman, based on the reversals I've seen so far. Okay, that's what I think.
Well, the reversals tell the story. There'll be more.
Yep. All right. Now, here is a fascinating case. This is a whole documentary that I reversed entitled The Boy Who Lived Before. And this is a young boy who has quite vivid memories of another life.
Fascinating. I saw it a couple times. Just fascinating.
Yeah, and a lot of his memories appear to have come true, okay? Some they couldn't validate, but some they could, okay? So I did the whole documentary. So here we go. Here's the first one. This is on the boy.
Can the dead be reborn? Is there life after death? This little boy believes there is.
Hello, my name's Camden.
And here he says, they like me now.
They like me now.
Quite clear. I'm sure you would agree.
What an interesting reversal. Now, do we want to tell the listeners what the basic premise of this kid's reincarnation is, or are you holding that till later?
No, I'll tell you the premise. He claims to have remembered a life on an island in the Scottish Channel somewhere.
This is not the kid who remembers being a World War II Navy pilot who was shot down.
You know that one too, right? No, I don't know that one.
That's absolutely. They went and found the plane.
Oh wow! Yeah, I would like to get a hold of that.
I'll get it for you.
Send it to me. I'm right in the middle of doing reincarnation right now. I'm going to write a whole chapter on it in my book, which I'm in the process of writing now. My fourth book for the year, Jeff.
Kicking back and just doing nothing, huh? All right.
Yeah, that's right. I just sit back and watch TV all day. Nothing else to do. So this is a boy who remembers a life on an island in the Scottish Channel somewhere. 1,000 people on the island. It's a small population. He remembers a house. He remembers several key incidents. They went to the island. They found the house. Several of his alleged memories turned out to be accurate. A couple of them were not accurate. Like you said, his father was killed in a car accident. They couldn't verify that. Well, there was something else he said that they couldn't verify either. Anyway, something like that. But the first verse that they like me now is very telling, because it tends to imply that he's looking for attention. Okay. And, not for that discounts his story, but he feels accepted by those interviewing him. Do you know what I mean? So here's that reverse again. They like me now.
Hello, my name's Camden. They like me now.
Okay, so that's the first one. And then the next one is also on the young boy.
I lived in the White House with my mum and dad and my three brothers and sisters.
He said, but your friend?
But your friend. But your friend. But your friend.
It could be but your friend Lee. Hang on, do that again.
But your friend. But your friend. But your friend.
I think it's meant to be friendly, but I cut it short. Okay, so I like me now, but you're friendly. So he feels a rapport with those who are interviewing him. And here he is with memories of his life.
It better is a loads of place to than it don't, but here is not a lot because the houses are near each other.
Gee, I can't understand what he's saying forwards there.
I couldn't either.
Verse is quite clear, but we'll murder a rabbit.
It's quite clear.
I don't know. Maybe they were shot rabbits or something on the island. it's not related to the forwards at all. It could be a memory, you know, rabbit catching. You know, it could be. I don't know.
Possible.
Yeah.
Very interesting, though. I mean, he is definitely. How old is this kid? Five, six?
I think he's four, actually. Four.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Then we've got this one, which also is a strange one.
And my brothers and sisters and my friends.
And God said you threw the mummy.
God said you threw the mummy.
God said you threw the mummy.
Huh.
I mean, it's quite clear, but what does it mean? I don't know what it means. It's I don't know. It's a strange reversal that we don't. I just don't know what it means at all. And then we've got this one here.
Some of them talk about them matter-of-factly, but other children use great emotion in describing these things and will often long for the previous family.
Oh, yeah, this is a past life researcher, and he says, seen the darks and then show me.
Seen the darks and then show me.
Seen the darks and then show me. Seen the darks and then show me.
The only thing I can think of is it's a congruent tale. He's seen the dark side of these instances, you know. He's seen some dark warnings, I guess.
Right.
I don't know. So, yep. And then we've got this one here. Incidentally, I should say that these reversals, unfortunately, neither confirm or deny the little boy's story. It actually raises questions more than anything else. But anyway, here's the next one.
I was changing his diaper on his changing table, and he all of a sudden just looked at me and said, you know, when I was your age, I used to change your diaper. And I went, whoa, this is weird.
Then it says, warning this name.
Warning this name.
Warning this name. Warning this name.
So why he's warning, I don't know. And then we have this one on the father again.
He would
this is the mother.
Insist that he was Grandpa Augie. If we were referring to Grandpa Augie, he would just say, you mean me? You know, he was just very adamant, like, we should know that he is Grandpa Augie.
And this says, and worn the shoe.
And the one, does she?
And the one, does she? And the one, does she?
I don't know, maybe. I don't know, is that WORN or WARN? I really don't know. So I'm not giving anyone any answers, I'm afraid. I'm giving questions more than anything else.
Well, it's okay. It's called research.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. Once I've done three or four of these, I'll have an idea. This is just the first one, you know. I'm just sort of getting a feel for it all. So, here's the dad.
I just couldn't understand how he would know anything about that.
Apparently what happened was his aunt was murdered, and her body was dumped into the San Francisco Bay.
The battle, we rape it.
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 No, it's a question mark. Question mark.
Strange stuff.
This next reversal is reassuring for those who want to believe in afterlife, death after life. I mean, life after death. Sorry. Life after death. Here we go.
That's good.
On the one hand, you've got science that says once you die, that's it, that's the end, nothing else. On the other hand, you've got a belief system that says you will survive, you will be reunited with your loved ones.
And where it says you will survive, he says backwards, here we will.
Here we will.
Here we will. Here we will.
In other words, he's confirming we will live beyond death. Okay?
Sure.
Yep. All right. Let's move over to the next one here. How much time we got? Yep.
Up three.
Yeah, I'm skipping through a few of here that Jeff has thrown out. So the next one I'm going to play is this one here.
My dad was called Shane Robertson, and he got knocked down.
Can't understand the forwards. The stubborn wolf walks through dad.
Mr. Bunyip walks through dad.
Mr. Bunyip walks through dad. Mr. Bunyip walks up that.
See, all of these reversals that don't seem to make sense could all relate to his past life. Okay? I mean,
that makes sense.
Yeah, we murder the rabbit, you know, and here's one here.
In my bed, I said a black bunny, and how you die is you just go like that.
And you look, daddy. Now this, he's come from a single parent family. Mum's a single mum. There is no dad. So when he's talking about daddy, he's obviously talking about his past life, daddy. Okay. And then we have this one.
We've got a fire like that, haven't we?
Let me look.
What? Simply says, a demon.
A demon. A demon.
Hmm.
A demon.
Don't know what he means by a demon, but there you go. And then the last reversal is this one here.
I could see the beach when I looked out the window, and something my brothers and sisters could go all by herself, and I looked out my window scene and I saw them playing.
Talking about looking out the window seeing brothers and sisters playing in his past life. But right. Backwards he says, we saw no one.
We saw no one. We saw no one.
Well, this kid is very clearly spoken.
Very clear. So what it all means, I don't know. Give me two or three more past life sessions and I'll have a better idea. Okay?
Have you, David, have you ever been regressed, hypnotically regressed and taken back?
No, I have not.
Might be something to put on your list. Strange. All right, listen, you call if you get in trouble, all right? Will you please?
I'm just going to go to bed now and sleep it off.
All right, good. Very good. Wonderful job tonight, as always.
Thanks, man. All right.
Okay, good night. All right, David Oates, and let's all cross our fingers and send good thoughts that way. You can get really sick by being around people who unintentionally transfer something vibrationally or physiologically. It's real. Back tomorrow night. Talk to you then.